Thank you. of the rose. I slept all alone. You still wouldn't go. Let's fast forward to 300 takeout coffees later. I see your profile and your smile on unsuspecting waiters. You dream of my mouth before it called you a lying traitor. You search in every maiden's bed for something greater. Baby, was it over when she laid down on your couch? Was it over when he unbuttoned my blouse? Come here, I whispered in your ear in your dream as you passed out. White snow, blue dress on a bow. Your new girl is my clone. Did you think I didn't see there were flashing lights? At least I had the decency to keep my night out of sight. Only room was by my hips and thighs and my whispered sighs. Oh Lord, I think about jumping off a very tall somethings just to see you come running and say the one thing I've been wanting, but no. Let's fast forward to 300 awkward blind dates later. If she's got blue eyes, I will surmise that she'll probably date her. You dream of my mouth before it called you a lying traitor. You search in every model's bed for something greater. Baby, was it over when she laid down on your couch? Was it over when he unbuttoned my blouse? Flashing lights, at least I had the decency to keep my nights out of sight. Only rumbles by my hips and thighs and my whispered sighs. Oh Lord, I think about jumping off a fairy tale something just to see you come running, running and say the one thing I've been wanting, but no.
Weekender, today's best variety, Move 103.5.
We've heard the stories of people who love denim. Denim lovers, how they never wash their jeans. That true denim lovers never wash their jeans. How often do you wash your denim, Nat?
Probably every 3 or 4 wears.
Okay. Way too much. Aaron, for you, how often would you wash denim?
Not often unless I spill something on it.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if it needs to be cleaned, I'll clean it. If not, ooh.
And then, so when you spill something on it and you do get a stain.
Yeah.
That's when you just throw the whole, the pair of jeans into the wash.
Yeah.
What is, or no, are you just doing
spot
like
cleaning? Is there spot cleaning?
Spot cleaning?
No, I usually, if they're dirty, I'll throw them in the wash.
So Charles Berg, you joke about the spot cleaning. He's the CEO of Levi Strauss, and that's exactly what he does.
Yeah.
When he gets something, he's like, I almost never wash my jeans. When I get a stain on it, it's a spot clean. On the rare occasion where he actually washes the jeans, you want to guess how he washes his jeans? He puts them on and stands in the shower.
Oh, my God. That's okay. Like, seriously, that's what he says he does.
Yeah, this is what he
says. So he's not really washing his jeans.
He's like, they don't need it.
I love
that. They don't need it.
I've heard this before. I've certainly heard the denim people that are in the denim business are like, we're washing our jeans too much. I've just never heard that once you do wash them, that is the way to wash them. That doesn't make any sense.
It's seems a bit extreme.
Yeah, like it, you know, like that's very eccentric.
Plus, have you ever tried to get out of a pair of wet jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's hard. So is he like standing around until they dry?
I don't think he's doing that.
They're probably not skinny jeans. They're probably baggy jeans because skinny jeans aren't
jeans. When they're wet, brutal. Brutal.
He's like, that's what he does. He just hops in the shower and soaks himself down and washes them like that. That's how he washes
with a soft
jeans.
Soap?
It's so fun. It is so funny. It's like we just don't believe people when they tell us that denim doesn't need to be washed like other fabrics. Like every three or four times is just what by everybody who has anything to do with the garment industry and knows anything about denim. They're like, that is way too much.
But you know what it is though? It's like because where my jeans are kept, there's other things nearby. So if I have my jeans that have all these like bacteria or whatever on them, even though they don't need to be washed, it's not like they're bacteria repellent, and then they're touching my other clothes, and then you're also sitting on stuff. This is what I can't get my head around, is the fact that they're not magic. Like, I know that the fibers might not break down, but aren't they still germy?
I personally think that we've gone way too far on the germ thing. Like, do you know why all the beautiful vintage clothes are still around? Because nobody washed them.
But also they weren't fast fashion. Like, you're probably right, that's part of it, but it also, they were made by tailors and these seamstresses, and you know, a lot more care went into those clothes than I think are clothes now. I think it's probably of several things.
Yes, but I think people didn't wash them as much.
Of course.
I think that's why they're still around.
And when they did wash them, they went in those big hoop skirts in the shower or the bath. And that's how they wash them.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5.
Hold on. In the car, at home, in the office, in the home office, on your run or on the run. That's up to you. Become a Move 103.5 music influencer and tell us. We're throwing you the keys. The best part? We could be giving you $500 just for doing it. Join our team and become a Move 103.5 music influencer. There could be $500 in it for you. Have your say in what we play. Sign up at move1035.ca.
I feel so overwhelmed lately. Sometimes I even get, like, totally panicked. I can't sleep. I can't concentrate. My heart's always racing, and it's like there's a switch in my head that I can't turn off. You know what I mean?
I do, sweetie. And you're not alone. Your mom and I are always here.
To help young people overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mental health or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Get amazing deals on Nexen and other top tire brands at tiresandco.ca. Enjoy discounted prices, quick delivery, and partner installation options. Plus, save up to $50 on Nexen consumer rebates with Tires and Co. Visit tiresandco.ca today.
Mondays on CTV are a must-see. With Rob Lowe and 911 Lone Star, the hot new drama that's making waves, Rescue High Surf, and the suspects making trouble on the Traitors Canada. Get into must-see Mondays. All starts at 8, 7 Central on CTV.
At Dignity Memorial, part of Service Corporation International Canada, they believe every life deserves a personal tribute. Their dedicated team helps create unique celebrations that reflect your passions. Planning ahead eases the burden on your loved ones. This month, enjoy savings of up to 18% with no interest for 60 months. Plus, you could win a $1,500 travel certificate. Terms and conditions apply. For over 100 years, Dignity Memorial has been Greater Vancouver's trusted choice for funeral and pre-planning services. Schedule your appointment at 604-328-6079. Visit them at Forest Lawn Cemetery, 3789 Royal Oak Avenue, Burnaby, B5G3M1. Ocean View Burial Park, 4000 Imperial Street, Burnaby, B5J1A4. Victory Memorial Park, 14831 28th Avenue, Surrey, B4P1P3.
All right, folks, it's game time. Hyundai wins the opening draw. Great start. There's the Tucson now with class-leading standard safety and tech features. Looking sharp out there. Here comes the pass by 1.49% financing. Is it true? Yes! More than 9 out of 10 Tucsons are still on the road after 10 years. What a play!
Score yourself a new Hyundai during the breakaway sales event. Conditions apply. Vehicle availability varies by model. Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local dealer for details.
Ah, another day, another routine. What if you could escape just for a little while? Hit refresh with an all-inclusive vacation, cruise, or flight to paradise. And cherish what really matters. The community of experts at Sellout Vacations have your back with great deals that make finding your happy place easy. The path to better days is clear. Happy travels from
SelloutVacations.com. Hey up, Canada. Yorkshire Tea here. Since launching our proper tasting brew, or tea, as you like to call it, we've noticed you do things proper too. Like your favorite dish. Fries, cheese, and gravy? That's proper. And your winters? Minus 30. Brr, that's cold. Niagara Falls? Now that's a proper waterfall. How many kettles could that fill? So here's to drinking a proper brew in a country that also does things proper. Yorkshire Tea. Britain's number one brew. Let's have a proper brew.
For over 85 years, Rona has been at the heart of all your renovations. Over these 85 years, we've seen you accumulate a ton of dust, from breaking down the drywall to ripping up those floorboards. So, you're probably due for a little cleanup, and we got an offer for you. Until October 23rd, you can save on the DeWalt wet or dry vacuum. And until November 6th, take part in the Win Your Renovation Contest for a chance to win up to $85,000 in Rona gift cards. That's enough cash to vacuum and resume all your renovations for a really long time. Details at rona.ca.
Ask your doctor about Jublia. At Real Canadian Superstore, find more ways to save than any other major grocer. Ready to beef up your Thanksgiving? For 4 days only, beef rib roast is just $10.88 a pound. Juicy, tender, and perfect for celebrating. Grab yours before October 13th. See flyer for details.
Getting the urge to redecorate? Now's the time. It's Seiko Days. Save up to 50% on Seiko's best paints. Paints we're proud of for projects you'll be proud of. Hurry! Deal ends October 16th. Find your paint at Seiko.ca.
Until October 21st, Lotto Max's Dream Big Contest is your ticket to a second chance. 30 weekly $10,000 prizes plus a $1 million grand prize when you enter tickets at LottoMaxDreamBig.ca. Conditions apply. Must be 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Walmart has all of your Thanksgiving meal essentials at low prices. Right now, you can get Grade A Granny's fresh turkey for only $2.42 per pound, or your Fresh Market Atlantic salmon side for only $9.98 per pound at Walmart.
Mondays on CTV are a must-see. With Rob Lowe and 911 Lone Star, the hot new drama that's making waves, Rescue High Surf, and the suspects making trouble on the Traitors Canada. Get into Must See Mondays. All starts at 8 on CTV.
We're all about the variety.
Move 103.5.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone tonight, yeah, baby. Tonight, yeah, baby. I got a reason that you who should take me home tonight.
variety. Move 103.5.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
The bank on Move 103.5. Big money, three times a day. 705, 805, and 405. Let's go
again. Move 103.5.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac. Jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. Dreams we had, never knew we would grow up so fast. And summers underneath the sun don't last, even if you want them to. Then suddenly I woke up one day, looking more like my dad. Learning how to fall in love. Oh, the get back is
Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
Do you have, we talk about dating deal breakers from time to time on the show. Is there a dating deal breaker for you? It's very serious to you, but a lot of other people might think it's silly. 604-280-1035, or you can text us at 103.535. I ask because of this new survey of iPhone users. And single people who are on iPhones, 23% of them, nearly a quarter, nearly a quarter of all iPhone users say a deal breaker for them would be to find out the person that they have just started dating is on an Android phone. They are out. And on the surface, that sounds very silly. It's obviously very important to them. But it is an interesting dynamic. Like, I think there are very few people, like, if you talk about long-term relationships, you're married or whatever, most people, most couples, most families are all on the same platform.
I think with family plans, there's definitely that. So if there's more than two people in a household, for sure. I have a work phone. My husband has his own thing. And there was a time where Brett was an Android user. He was Apple, then he went to Android, and now he's back to Apple. And I will say that it really didn't make a difference to me. Though I do like knowing when we have a conversation that it's blue. I like to be able to message. I feel like the people closest to me are in blue.
That is one of the chief reasons that iPhone users cite is that they don't like their significant other to come up as green text messages, which is how it's coded, whether you're texting somebody who's on the iMessage platform or not.
Yeah.
If they are on iMessage and on another Apple device, it comes up blue. If they're not on another Apple device, they come up green.
Gosh, you know what? Maybe we did have a real rocky patch when it was green. Now that I think about it.
I think for a lot of people, too, when it comes to, like, sharing phones, it comes to the thing that, Aaron, I know you love the most is the calendar.
Oh, God.
Like, it's very difficult. Maybe there are apps that you can use or whatever, but it's the ease of being on the same page with everybody. So, again, it might sound silly to a lot of people, but people like to live in the same cell phone ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Never the streams shall cross, so to speak. Just got this message from Annie. Bad taste in shoes is a deal breaker for Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she does not like the looks of the shoes that the other person is wearing.
That's a big one for lots of people. Apparently, you know, apparently you can really judge a lot about a person by their shoes.
So there was a friend of the family, and he was a big time ad executive. And one of his things when he would interview for people to come work at the agency is that he would always look at their shoes. And he felt like if you took care of your shoes, the type of shoes, but also taking care of your shoes.
Love it.
If your shoes were like clean in a certain way, he felt that that said a lot about who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So that was Peter's thing for sure.
Interesting. I had a friend who once would always check out a guy's, the first thing she would look at was the guy's fingernails to see whether they were clipped or peeled.
Just so peeled for what, also that word peeled in conjunction with fingernails.
Yeah, like, as you can tell. And
I have so many deal breakers that I didn't know. We did get a message just as somebody in the 604 saying bad teeth and bad fingernails. Definitely a deal breaker. Oh, peeled.
Yeah. Maybe that's not so silly for a lot of people.
Don't miss the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10. Move 103.5. Drew Show. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
Talking about silly dating deal breakers after we saw this poll where almost one quarter of single iPhone users say it would be an absolute deal breaker if they found out the person they just started dating was on an Android. If they used an Android instead of another Apple product, done. Over. Not getting any further invested into this going nowhere relationship.
Like, so, you know, for me, I'm like, if you don't like animals, like if you're like, oh, I don't like animals, like that's a deal breaker. Like you don't like dogs. Not that you don't have a dog, but you don't like them.
Right.
Like that's a deal. I feel like that's a legitimate deal breaker. Not having an iPhone doesn't feel like a deal breaker.
So Davi feels the same way. Davi heard us talking about this earlier. And Davi, you can relate to this. You wouldn't date anybody either if they were on an Android.
Oh, not for sure not, because my entire place, I am an Apple crazy person. So if you have an Android, it's not for me.
Like, even if you're so into this person, like, they are smart, they are funny.
Smoking hot.
They smell great, great hygiene. Like, beautiful teeth. They're rich, Davi. They are the person of your dreams.
You're putting me on a spot. No, it's hard. Like you mentioned, the calendar doesn't work. And no. Apple for me is everything. So it's a deal breaker for sure. And bad breath. That's something that I need to
know. Okay, the bad breath I kind of get. But the idea that if they do not use Apple and they're perfect for you, that you're like, I'm sorry.
Well, the whole thing about texting, when I see the green thing, like I text you guys, it's like, come on, why don't you have a blue color here instead of a green? So it's definitely not an iPhone.
I do apologize for our texting platform here at Move 103.5. I apologize it's not on an Apple system. So yes, the messages you would get back from us would be green. I'm sorry, that's always a very uncomfortable situation to deal with.
But Davi, if you texted us all personally, we would all respond to you with blue.
Aw.
Davi, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Davi. 604-280-1035. You can text anytime, too, at 103-535. You will get a green response back.
Sorry. Misty says a deal breaker for her is if somebody chews with their mouth open, which I get. I don't know whether that
doesn't feel silly to me when you're dealing with an adult.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, if you're having dinner with a 10-year-old, they're 10. If you're having dinner with a 25-year-old, I feel like their mouth should be closed.
They should have learned to chew with their mouth closed.
Somewhere in those 15 years, you would learn that.
Yeah. Linda says someone shorter than her is a deal breaker. And then she says, sorry, short kings. Sorry about that. And then somebody here who didn't leave her name, but said three deal breakers. Must have a job, must have a car. Those are absolutes. And if they're over 30, can't live at home.
Are those silly?
I think the car one for me is. Okay. Car one, like, is sort of like silly. Like, if they're self-sufficient, like, why do you need a car? You know what I mean? Like, it's only a deal breaker if they, you know, don't have a car because they had a whole bunch of DUIs. Then that's serious.
Yeah, it's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Fair point. Yeah.
Catch the Nat and Drew Show weekday mornings from 5:30 to 10.
Move 103.5.
The adventure of a lifetime is just a click away. Casting is now open for the new season of CTV's The Amazing Race Canada.
Are you ready to go?
Go to ctv.ca/TheAmazingRaceCanada to apply.
This Bell Media station believes in being accountable to you, the listener, which is why we participate in the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council. We're committed to upholding the highest standards of broadcast excellence and adhering to the codes of conduct administered by the CBSC. If you have a concern about something you heard on our station, contact us or the CBSC at P.O. Box 3265, Station D, Ottawa, Ontario, K1P6H8, or visit the CBSC's website at cbsc.ca.
I'm Adrienne Geer, president of the BC Nurses Union. Nurses know some cuts don't heal. Privatization and slashing healthcare budgets will put the lives of our loved ones at risk. BC needs to continue investing in public healthcare to ensure you and your loved ones have access to the safe patient care we all deserve. On October 19th, vote like your health depends on it.
Authorized by the BC Nurses Union. Registered sponsor under the Election Act. 604-433-2268.
Subaru dealers present the 2024 Solterra Test Drive, an all-electric vehicle that will surprise you. Feel the control of full-time symmetrical all-wheel drive. The power of legendary Japanese engineering with a breakout performance of Test Driver played by you. Let's hear that drop again. Experience the surprise of the all-electric 2024 Subaru Solterra. Finance rates from 0.99% for up to 36 months. See dealer for details.
Hello?
Fiona, I'm on Zanzibar with a pendant I've designed for people in love. It's sort of a three-dimensional Mobius circle.
Three-dimensional?
If you trace your finger along the pathway, your journey will circle all the way around the front and the back of the pendant before returning you to where you started.
Sounds impossible.
I call it the road we travel. I'll email you the drawings. Tell Callum and Michael that you designed it, okay?
Sarah, what am I going to do with you?
Spitz.
Wow!
In Vancouver and Langley.
Ask your doctor about Jublia.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win. First, you peel on pack.
This is me winning a Universal theme park vacation.
Then, again in app.
And me in a new Chevrolet Equinox RS.
There are millions of prizes, including a chance to win cash every minute in the app.
Cash doesn't make any noise, but it's awesome.
Get into the game with Monopoly Double Play at McDonald's.
While supplies last, 1 in 5 chances to win game piece prizes at outset. Chances to win double play prizes based on time of code entry and draw prizes based on number of entries in each draw. See rules in app.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights? Hotels?
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing financial advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say fly-nancial advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing Financial Advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
This fall, walk to end blood cancers at Light the Night. Every 24 minutes, someone is diagnosed with blood cancer in Canada. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada's Light the Night brings Canada's blood cancer community together to fund life-saving research and services. Walk with us this fall to shine a light on a future without blood cancers. Register or donate today at lightthenight.ca.
BC farming families like K&W Farms work hard to make sure you get fresh quality island eggs.
We've been BC egg farmers for 28 years now. You can find our eggs as Island Gold Enriched Brown or Island Gold Omega 3.
We're local, we're fresh, and we're family run.
As an egg farmer and a company, we're proud to show you what BC farmers do on a daily basis to get you a fresh quality egg.
Available at local grocery stores. For more information, visit islandeggs.com.
Are you looking for an endless selection of entertainment? Get Crave.
What do I mean by endless?
Okay, here goes. Heart-pounding thrillers, epic adventures, the latest blockbusters, the only place to watch HBO, sizzling reality shows, homegrown originals, your favorite sitcoms. How much time do I have left? 15 seconds?
Start streaming the Harry Potter film series, Shoresy, Love Island USA, HBO originals like The Penguin, House of the Dragon, The Last of Us, The White Lotus. Wait, did I mention Friends? We barely scratched the surface. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue, I Surf, Monday at 9 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Move 1035.
I want more variety.
Yeah.
Back to the music.
Today's best variety, now.
9 or 10. Money can't buy you back the love that you had then.
To turn up today's best variety on the weekend.
I love the weekend.
Come on.
Move 103.5.
WHQM-FM Vancouver.
An iHeart radio station.
Home of the Nat and Drew Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10. Today's best variety. Move 103.5.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all. It's not a good look and some self-control.